You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Paytm's IPO has dominated news coverage today. Not just market experts or investors, but everyone is talking about the company listing on the exchanges. In fact, social media too is being flooded with all kinds of filmy memes. Though Paytm's parent firm, 197 Communications, had a mega initial public offer, which was fully subscribed, it failed to receive the kind of listing response that several other companies have enjoyed in the recent times. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back to give you a daily dose of top stories from India and around the world. But before we discuss more updates of November 18th, let me first tell you how Paytm stock performed on day one and what got the company's CEO Vijay Shekhar Sharma emotional ahead of the listing. Paytm shares made a weak debut on the Lal Street, opening at a discount of around 9% to the issue price of its IPO. On the Bombay Stock Exchange, the stock opened for the first time at 1,955 rupees against the issue price of 2,150 rupees. On the National Stock Exchange, on the other hand, the 197 stock began its journey at 1,950 rupees per share, a discount of about 9.3%. Meanwhile, while addressing the gathering ahead of the listing day, Vijay Shekhar Sharma got emotional and took out a handkerchief from his pocket to wipe his tears. The Paytm founder said that the phrase Bharat Bhagya Vidhata in the national anthem overwhelms him. Well, later in the day, Paytm shares continued to extend losses and even fell 26% from the issue price at one point. The company CEO exclusively spoke to CNBC TV 18 about the tepid response. Sharma said that today's stock price or any other day's stock price is not a true reflection of the company's opportunity and scale. According to him, while people know about Paytm's product, they may not necessarily understand the company's business model. They'll take time to understand it. He says it is a phenomenal opportunity to build the payment platform and the stock market in due course will learn about its business model. Moving on, another company made its market debut today and received a strong response. The shares of Sapphire Foods India, the operator of KFC and Pizza Hut, listed at a 14% premium at 1,350 rupees per share on the NSE against the IPO issue price of 1,180. The stock listed at 1,311 rupees on the BSE and then even rose 17% to hit an intraday high of 1,383. The market capitalization of the firm rose to 8,305 crore rupees on BSE. According to analysts, Sapphire Foods listing was as per expectations. However, during the day, the stock trimmed the listing gains and was trading 6% higher. Overall, the market, however, extended losses to the third session today, dragged by IT, financial and auto shares. Gains in oil and gas counters, however, lent some support to the headline indices. Sensex fell 370 points to end at 59,630, whereas the broader Nifty 50 settled at 17,760, down 130 points from its previous close. Next up is an update from the health sector. Reports suggest India is likely to start vaccinating children against COVID-19 in the next 6 weeks. The immunization drive will start with approved vaccines and children with comorbidities will be the first ones to get vaccinated, followed by the rest in the second phase. The Drugs Controller General of India had granted emergency use authorization to Zydus Cadila's Zycov-D in August for children aged 12 years and above. The Subject Expert Committee of the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization has also recommended EUA for Bharat Biotech's Covaxin to be used on children aged between 2 and 18 years. The DGCA, however, is yet to review the recommendation. Dr. N.K. Arora, the chairperson of National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, told the Business Daily that the vaccination for kids would have already started by now, but Zydus Cadila has not delivered the vaccine so far, and we're still waiting for DCGI's approval for Covaxin. Moving on to an update on one of the most interesting subjects these days, that is cryptocurrency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today cautioned against the misuse of the digital asset. He says that democratic nations need to work together to ensure that cryptocurrency does not go into wrong hands, as it can spoil the youth. His remarks come at a time when his government is preparing to introduce legislation to regulate digital currencies. Last week, the Prime Minister even held a high-level meeting in which it was pointed out that unregulated crypto markets cannot be let to become avenues for money laundering and terror financing. Concerns over attempts to mislead the youth with overpromising and non-transparent advertisements were also raised. Moving on, in a significant update from the auto sector, Venkesh Gulati, the president of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association, has said that there is no passenger car stock due to semiconductor shortage. Farah said that 2021 has been the worst festive season for auto dealers in a decade, with chip shortage in passenger vehicles and low demand for two-wheelers hurting sentiments. Gulati said that the semiconductor issue may have improved, but when it comes to reality, we're still sitting at the lowest ever passenger car stock. Therefore, on ground reality, it has not shown that effect yet. Maybe in a month or two, the production will increase and companies will be able to get vehicles on ground. Lastly, an update on India's net zero target. Days after Prime Minister Modi committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2070, a report by the Council on Energy, Environment and Water, a Delhi-based think tank, has highlighted that India will require investments worth $10 trillion to achieve that goal. According to this report, the power sector alone would require investments worth $8.4 trillion and $1.5 trillion would have to be invested in the industrial sector for setting up green hydrogen capacity. And India would need foreign investment support of $1.4 trillion as concessional finance. The report goes on to say that financial regulators like RBI and SEBI need to create an enabling ecosystem for green financing. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.